Shabbos Perek Chaf Dalet Mishnah Gimel 24:3 and more on the fine line between, on the one hand, the permissibility and even obligation to feed one's domestic animals on Shabbos, and on the other hand, the prohibition of Tircha Yaseira, excess labor, unnecessary labor on Shabbos. So we're going to feed the animals, but only in a way that's permissible. And therefore it says, Ein Ovsin Esa Gamal, one cannot force feed large quantities of food, shoving it down a camel's throat, because it's considered Tircha Yaseira, Velo Dorsin, and nor can you even force feed the camel in smaller quantities, pushing the food down its throat to a point where the camel can't reject it, can't spit it back up again. It's just forced down past that point. The word Ovsin and Dorsin really are pretty much the same, kind of like the proverbial Eskimos with their 50 words for snow. These, agricultural people had different words for the different types of force feeding. You'll see that a number of different words for the same basic idea of pushing food down the animal's throat beyond the point where it's able to spit it back up. And that's going to be considered Tircha Yaseira. So ovsin, large quantities of food, from the word avos. Avos is like a feeding trough. So basically you're making like the belly of the camel full of food, like a feeding trough might be. Dorsin, like dores, is to trample, to trample, let's say. So you're sort of like shoving it down again, forcefully down its throat. Aval mal'itin, what you could do is pour the food into its mouth, meaning to the point that the camel could reject it and spit it out. But since it's kind of being, I guess, reluctant in eating this food, you're pushing it down its throat. That mal'itin word is related and comes from the same root as the famous halitenina, when Esav asks Yaakov to like sort of pour the lentil stew into his mouth. That's the same word, mal'itin, to put into its mouth. Similarly, ein mamrim esagalam. You're not allowed to force feed calves, baby cows, egel, baby cow, a calf. And mamrim means force feed, also the same idea. They basically took the poor calf, put it on its side, and forced food and drink down its throat, so it couldn't spit it back up again. And again, it's considered to be Tircha Yaseira, excessive work. On Shabbos, you can't do that. Aval mal'itin, once again, you could, while the animal's still standing up, put food into its mouth to let it eat it and sort of force feed it in a way that it could reject the food if it wanted to. That's not considered Tircha Yaseira. As a side point, which I don't want to discuss now, a third rail, but just for those who are concerned about animal cruelty and the halachic permissibility of things like foie gras, etc., you certainly see from this Mishnah that they did force the animals to eat, and the concern here is not the animal's well-being, but the person's excess labor on Shabbos. So that's just, tzarchin over there. The Mishnah continues and says, umhalakten et letarnagolim. Again, same thing. This means to put food in its mouth. This is just the word here, mahalakten, is same as essentially as mal'itin, just it's appropriate for fowl instead of for domestic, mammals. So you're allowed to put food into the chicken's mouths, so we'll eat it. Just you're not shoving it down the throat. Venosin maim lemorsin. And similarly, you can, when you feed chickens bran for consumption, you would mix it with water first. There's a mission actually in Pesachim, the end of the second parak, I believe, that talks about the concern about that mixture becoming chametz and the prohibition of doing it on Erev Pesach or on Pesach. But the same idea here too. You're mixing the bran with water so that it can be eaten by the chickens. Now, the issue here, there's a side point, an important side point, which is the definition of lush. On Shabbos, one of third melachas, as we know already, is lisha, is kneading, which is the combining of liquid and solid to make like a combined paste or dough. And according to the Tana over here, simply pouring water into bran or into flour, etc., does not constitute lush. Is not a prohibition in terms of the kneading issue. You see that from the fact that it's permitted to do it, to pour water into the bran on Shabbos. So this is actually a machlokas tanaim, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi himself disagrees with this, and he holds that pouring water into flour or to bran would be already lush even before you do gibel, even without physically kneading the flour and water together or bran and water together. However, most of the Rishonim, including the big three, you know, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, all go like this Mishnah, that simply pouring water into bran is not considered lush. You'd have to actually physically knead them with your hands to combine them to be over that lush. And the truth is, even according to the Rambam, you'd only be over Isser Derabanan when it comes to bran anyways, because bran doesn't stick together, doesn't clump together. It'll make like a thick paste, I guess, but it's not cohesive, the brands together. You don't have the starches in the bran that would make it stick together, and therefore it's only Isser Derabanan, according to the Rambam anyways. Others would hold that would be an Isser Derais if you physically kneaded like a paste of bran and water together. Fine. So this mission therefore says you're allowed to nos nemaim lemorsan. You could pour water into the bran so the animals could eat it, of a lo govlin, but you can't physically knead the mixture together because that would be already lush on Shabbos. Ve nos in maim lifnei devorim v'lifnei yonim shebeshovach. You can't put water in front of the bees or in front of the doves in their dove coat on Shabbos. Again, since the bees and the doves can fly by themselves and get their own water, therefore this is considered tirchei aser to provide them with water on Shabbos. It seems that food would be okay, probably. There is a discussion in the poskim about providing breadcrumbs to birds on Shabbos. There's such minhagim of doing it, like Shabbos Shira, and so, in any case, perhaps breadcrumbs are permissible, perhaps you see if the mission not. Avol nosen lifnei ovzin v'tarnagolim, lifnei yoni hardisios. You, yes, may put water before the geese and the chickens, and literally like Herodian doves, meaning domesticated doves. These are all birds that don't fly away and won't seek their own water source, and therefore you have to provide them with water, and therefore it's not considered tirchei aser to provide water to these fowl on Shabbos.